With a news update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Rodney Price. Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. We have a sunny sky, 30 degrees in Wichita. The high today will rise to the upper 50s. Wichita police are asking for the community's help in identifying a man who claims to be a Cox employee to gain access to homes and steal purses. The suspect did just that at a home in the 1400 block of North Brunswick. An 89-year-old resident allowed him inside, and he stole her purse and has been making unauthorized purchases, including at Lowe's near Maple and Ridge. Police say the man is also a suspect in a similar case being investigated by Goddard Police, where he used the same tactic to gain access to another home and steal a purse. The suspect is a white man who is mostly bald. He may be driving a silver SUV with Kansas tag 519SDF, which is expired, not registered, and belongs to a blue Buick. If you have any information about the suspect, please contact Detective Daniels or Sergeant Marr at the Wichita Police Department at 316-928-4407. Kansans are being asked to lower the American flag to half staff today in recognition of National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. By Executive Order 2030, Governor Laura Kelly has ordered flags throughout the state to be flown at half staff on all state buildings, grounds, and facilities from sunup until sundown. The surprise attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, killed 2,403 Americans and wounded 1,178. It led to the U.S. declaring war and entering into World War II. President-elect Trump may cancel the U.S. Postal Service's electric vehicle contract. Fox's Carmen Roberts has the story.
President-elect Trump promised on the campaign trail he would roll back President Biden's efforts to take carbon out of transportation to fight climate change, something Trump calls unnecessary and potentially damaging to the economy. Now, Reuters reports the president-elect is considering canceling the U.S. Postal Service's contracts to electrify its fleet. Sources say it would be part of a broader suite of executive orders targeting EVs. Canceling the USPS's multi-billion dollar contracts for EVs and charging stations would impact Ford, Oshkosh, and other companies. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Your Saturday forecast, sunshine, highs in the upper 50s, a south-to-southwest wind gusting over 20 miles per hour. For tomorrow, sunshine, close to 60. Right now, a south wind at 7, sunny skies and 30 degrees. With a news update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Rodney Price.